Hey, Chevra, tonight is the Yahrzeit. The Yahrzeit of Rav Zusha. Chusso Yagin Aleinu. Again, all the Torah tonight is being said over. Lil Nishmas. Where's the sheet over there? Lil Nishmas. Ariella Seltzer's grandfather. Yael Nassim Ben Yaakov Alevi. Zechatadach Shvarach. Whose Yahrzeit was today. Yeschus Lil Nishmaso. It's chus for only simcha and bracha for Evan, Ariella, and their beautiful family. But tonight and tomorrow is the yahrzeit of Rav Zusha. Rav Zusha, if we started telling stories, this would be a lot longer than a 5-minute vart. Everybody knows stories from Rav Zusha. The stories of Rav Zusha are legendary. And the reason why the stories of Rav Zusha are legendary, they're very different. They're not like the stories of the Baal Shem, which are incredible, mind-blowing. Because the stories of Rav Zusha, a lot of them are very pashut. But they're pushed in the most incredible ways of telling us and teaching us what it is to be a true tzaddik. How we should think. What we should be machshev. I'll never forget standing by Rav Zusha 2 o'clock in the morning. So Makayin, Rav Zusha's buried in Anapoli together with the Maggid of Maggid Mezrich. But it's in a cemetery, so I can't go. So I was standing outside, right outside the cemetery by the lake where Rav Zusha used to do his bodhis, and I was davening there and singing there with my Talmud, Yidid Nafshi, Shmuley Brecher, the other Kayan on this trip. And one of the highlights of my life was being Rav Zusha in the Maggid. Mamish, I think about it all the time. And this chus of the tzaddik, we have to share a Torah from the tzaddik. So I looked into it. I didn't have a sefer of Rav Zusha, and I looked into it yet. There's a sefer that Talmidim wrote with Torahs from Rav Zusha, Menorah Zov. And I open up, I find the sefer. MS was I went on Hebrew books to find the sefer. I couldn't even find the sefer in a couple of shuls I looked. And I go through and look. So new to learn a Torah, Parshas Ve'era, to learn from the tzaddik for the yahrzeit to give over tonight. And I get to Parshas Ve'era. No Torah from Rav Zusha. No, he has no Torah Ve'era. He has on every parsha leading up, and then he goes again. Bo b'shal chizwe. Nothing on Ve'era. And I thought, so, Mamish, obviously it's by the Petir of the Tzaddik. It was like, for that 1 week, there's no Torah. It was incredible. So I said, okay, there's no Torah on Ve'era, but Bumaisa, it's all one storyline. Starting Shemos Ve'era Bo B'Shalach could all be one Parsha. It's all one Parsha. So I went back to Parsha Shemos. After all, also, all the Kedushin Bracha and all the Shef of a week comes from the Shabbos beforehand. So the Yahrzeit's really the last day of from last week's Shabbos. But Emma says it's all one story, so let's learn. So he says as follows. In Perek Gimel Pazik Zayin, by the Maisa, by the Sneh, by the burning bush, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayomer Hashem, Ro Reisi, Es Oni Ami Asher B'Mitzrayim, Es Akosom Shemati, I see their pain and I hear their screams. Bibnei Nogashav Kiyadatis Machovav. I hear their screams. And he says, Kiyadatis Machovav, because I know their pain. It's a question Rav Zusha asks. And he wants to understand. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yadatis Machovav, why do you even need the screams? Or the sefer actually asked this question. Why do you have to hear the screams? You knew their pain, so go save them. What do they have to scream? So pashtus, the way I always understood the screams were the tefillos. That because of those tefillos, that was the schus that we had to be saved. But Eilele Tivrikim Chaim. And it develops there such a yisod. So Rav Zusha says, on the famous psukim that we know so well in Tilim Kuf Chavav, because we say it all the time before we bench here, Amalus, Hazarim Bidima Barina Iksoru. So one way of understanding that, the way I always understood that was, Hazarim Bidima, sometimes when you're planting with tears, Barina Iksoru, don't worry, those tears will go to a very simchadic place and you'll harvest with simcha. But he says there's another way to understand those words. He says there's two different ways to be an Eved Hashem. You can be an Eved Hashem Yira and Eved Hashem Avin Simcha. An Eved Hashem Yira means it's painful, it's difficult, it's hard, but I do it out of awe. And that's very important at times, and we all need that. But that could take serious demos, serious tears. A And then there's Eved Me'ava and Simcha. That's Berina with happiness. Hazorim Bedima or Berina Ksoro, they're both wonderful. They're both ways to serve Hashem. However, what's the next pasuk say? Hazorim Bedima Berina Ksoro. Holoch Yelech Uvacha. If you go ahead Uvacha and cry, meaning what? Continue to avoid the year. Holoch Yelech Uvacha. No, you say Mesha Chazara. What are you going to bear? Mesha Chazara. You'll bear the, you'll have the seeds. You have something, but they're still just the seeds. Small. Right? No, you say Mesha Chazara. But Bo Yodo Berina. But if you come with the Rina, if you have the Avoid Misimcha, what are you? No, you say Alumos of. Then what are you going to carry Alumos of all the sheaves of wheat? You're going to have so much more. Yes, it's avoid the meir, avoid the ava, but the goal is avoid the me'ava. The goal is to be avoid the simcha. And when you have the avoid the me'simcha, you're going to be mamish, reap the benefits on the highest of levels. First of all, you're going to be besimcha now, but the schar is going to be kefal keflayim. First of all, just a beautiful read of the shir malos. It's going to be a different shir malos tomorrow night when we're benching. It's going to be a different shir malos now, just thinking about those words and wanting to be an eved of serves besimcha. But then he continues, and he says something that I could be written as well in the Hail of the Eish Kodesh. And he says there are times in this world and times in our lives where it's just impossible to serve Hashem b'simcha and b'ava, because the situation we're in is so full of tzaras and so full of difficulty, where it's just impossible, and there's no other way but to have yira. When the Yidden were in Auschwitz and still risking their lives to put on tefillin, it was impossible. Many, you couldn't even do that, and no one was held responsible. It's the highest level of oynis derachmana patre. That being said, if you're going to do it, it was avoy de meyira. If you're going to do it, it was avoy de meyira. If you can do it, it was avoy de meyira. And you know what he says? I almost said Eish Kodesh. You could hear the Eish Kodesh saying these words. He said, "Well, you know what the Eibishter does at that point." See, Gemara and Brachos says, "Chashuv lasas mitzvah v'nenas malav kilu asa." Right? If you want to do a mitzvah and you try to do a mitzvah, but what? But there's an oynes, and accidentally you can't do it. Hashem says, "It's as if you did it. I love you, my son. I love you. It's as if you did it." So too, if you want to serve Hashem b'simcha b'ava, but you're in a situation where you just can't, so you still serve Him a yira. So malav kiluasa b'ava. If Hashem's putting you in a difficult predicament, it's impossible to be simcha, but you do Him a yira. Hashem says, "I understand, and I put it as if you did it b'simcha." So now we can learn these pesukim according to Rav Zusha. You know what Hashem says? Hashem says, "Yomer Hashem." Hashem says that I heard their screams. What does he say? We can understand that as screams, but he understands it as what? I heard them serving Hashem in a way of yira, in a way of tzakah, in a way of screaming, even in Mitzrayim, but they were still doing on some level, some of the yidin, whatever it was. But I look at it as if it was b'simcha. Why? Ki yadati es machava, because I understand their pain and their suffering. And I understand that's the only way to do it out of tzaka. I understand it. So each and every one of us, halavai, we should always serve Hashem b'simcha. We should always have simcha. We should serve Hashem b'simcha. There's no bigger simcha than being close to Hashem. That's what we spoke about earlier tonight. No bigger simcha. But at the times where we can't, definitely the world went through and is going through months where people are in circumstances and predicaments and having trials and tribulations, and you can't. When you serve b'yira, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to lift that up as if it's b'simcha. And b'zoicha only to noisei alumosov on the highest level of Hashem is Baruch with simcha and bracha. We should be taunting the great Mashiach with simcha, the karav b'yameinu gun chaydesh of simcha, bracha of shvat, of simcha, bracha, and taiva. Hail Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh.